from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You heard Mayo this morning.
Yeah.
If you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey app. You can check that out on YouTube as well. Mayo spoke yesterday with the media. It was his first extended conversation about the quarterbacks and the decision. And you heard there right off the top, Keith, if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, Drake May is the quarterback. He'll be ready. He has no choice. He'll be the guy. He said unequivocally today with the Greg Hill show, he's our backup. The plan doesn't feel like it makes sense. You've been all over this for the last week. If Brissett gets knocked out, May's ready, but May's not ready with Brissett healthy. How do those two things equate?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like they have a firm grasp of a plan, or at least a plan that makes much sense.
Because if the plan was play the veteran as long as you possibly can and take your time with the rookie, I thought Bailey Zappe would still be here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like this team is loaded with talent. Like they can't have four quarterbacks. Like they probably could have. They could have, like, look at all the receivers they've kept. Like they could have probably kept a fourth quarterback, and then Bailey Zappe could have been the backup. And that's only for their scenario. Like I want Drake May. You want Drake May week
Correct.
One. But
right.
for them, if you're gonna have Jacoby Brissett start and then everybody's like, well, the offensive line's garbage. Okay. Well then Jacoby Brissett's probably gonna get hit a lot, like he did in the final preseason game where he got hurt. So if he gets hurt in the first game, then Drake May's playing anyway. Like he's that close. And I know he made it clear that Drake May is the backup. I'm not surprised, because who else would it be? Joe Milton?
Right. Like,
I don't think they're going to throw Joe Milton in there. So it's clearly Drake May. And based on injury or performance, we could see him sooner rather than later. And that's my big takeaway over this whole thing, is we are going to see him pretty soon. Like they are holding this off. It is only inevitable for Drake May to take over. We keep bringing up the Bills and the Chargers situations with Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. Those guys, you know, didn't start week one. So you can only imagine what the talk was in Buffalo, or I don't know if San Diego even cares. But like in those markets, when those guys weren't named the starter, it was like, well, what are they doing? And then 1 week later, they were in. So Josh Allen wasn't ready, right? He wasn't ready for week one. But then Nathan Peterman's so bad, you're like, all right, toss him in there. And then same thing with Herbert. And, you know, Tyrod Taylor, probably the best of the bunch. If you're looking at Taylor and Jacoby Brissett here and Nathan Peterman in Buffalo, and he obviously got hurt, and that's sort of a different situation. But boom, threw the rookie in, and he was fine. He was actually great, Herbert was. So I think we're going to see Drake May sooner rather than later.
So does the Patriots plan make sense? You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You can text the show at 37937. To me, it doesn't make sense. And you're highlighting it there, Keith. Jacoby's the guy. Jacoby won the competition, but there really wasn't a competition because we have a plan for Drake May. But if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, we're going to throw Drake May out there, and he'll all of a sudden be ready.
But, like, did he win the competition?
Well,
because it was also pretty clear to everybody that was watching the preseason games, Drake was better. And apparently the last 2 weeks of practice, he was better.
I think Mayo is now saying, well, it was a competition, and it's not just about what you saw in games. Right. There's other stuff that goes into it. So the nebulous competition that's been going on for months and months and months and months and months.
Behind closed doors, you guys wouldn't understand.
Yeah, you didn't see it.
No.
But it totally happened.
Okay, fine.
That sort of thing. So to me, it just becomes more and more clear. They want you to believe. And I think Mayo was attempting to do this today with Greg and Wiggy and Ty Law peppering him and everything else. But I think he was attempting to do this today. No, we have a plan for Drake, and we're going to stick to that plan with Drake. And it's very firm. And I came up with it along with Elliot Wolf and Alex Van Pelt. They all had input, but it's my plan. Buck stops with me. We have a very clear plan for him. We're not going to deviate unless Jacoby Brissett gets hurt. And then all of a sudden he's magically ready.
Right.
Their plan doesn't. It doesn't.
Because if you're going to redshirt a guy, so like take college football, for example, if you redshirt a guy, chances are if the starter gets hurt, you're not going to blow the red shirt, right? Like you have another guy in place. Now, if things go crazy, like sure, maybe that guy eventually has to play. But you're not one hit away from playing a guy that didn't win the job, even though it looked like in many ways that he did win the job. So, yeah, the whole thing is very strange. Jerod Mayo has not been super consistent on it. It's still kind of up in the air on whether – I mean, I know he's saying now he has final say, but I don't
– No one believes it.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, no one believes it.
You know, it's sort of a weird spot for him to be in. And now it's going to be about the results because, again, all due respect to Jacoby Brissett, who will be on this afternoon with Hart and Arcand. Nobody wants to see him play. Everybody wants to see Drake May. That's Patriots fans. That's football fans. That's everybody. And so unless Brissett somehow, some way lights up the scoreboard and wins games, like it's going to take that combination. Because even if they win like 13-10, people are going to be like, where's May? Let's see May. Like, hey, I think he has to do well offensively for people to stop screaming for
Drake
May.
Hold people off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, I can imagine in Kansas City, not that Patrick Mahomes was the third overall pick, but he was a first-round pick, and he was, what, 10th? When Alex Smith was winning games, that probably – like, they all knew, like, hey, next year, this guy, we're going to see what this guy has. But they're winning games. Alex Smith had a good year. So people weren't screaming like an error. Like, if Alex Smith threw a pick or punted, there wasn't boos and there wasn't like, we want Mahomes. But that's exactly what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
If Brissett struggles, and it's not even all his fault. Like, the offensive line stinks. The receiver group is below average. So if those guys struggle, Brissett's going to be the one, and the coach, they're all going to hear it. It's all about just waiting for Drake May is what it feels like.
And on the one hand, because I think ownership has a big say in well, everything here. And I think, you know, Jonathan Kraft has emerged as a day-to-day guy and a guy calling the shots. So I do want to give ownership a little bit of credit in not forcing the coaching staff's hands or Alex Van Pelt, Ben McAdoo's hand, Elliot Wolf's hand, whoever, and just saying, we're throwing the kid out. I'll give them the credit for that. I assumed ownership would overrule.
For now. Yeah.
Wait till Brissett has a terrible game week one and they get blown out, if that happens. Because I think you're seeing it right now, Rich. The minimal, and I think it was minimal, buzz around this team going into the opener was all related to Drake May. All of it. All it was related to.
That's it.
And now it's Jacoby Brissett, and the air has been completely let out of the balloon. You wouldn't even know the NFL was kicking off here in New England. Like, the Patriots were getting ready to go. I'm looking forward to Thursday night. I'm looking forward to the game in Brazil on Friday. I love the college football weekend. Like, football's in the air to a degree. You wouldn't really even know there's hype for a week one game. The Patriots are playing the Bengals in less than a week. It doesn't even feel that way because all the buzz or the minimal buzz has been taken away by this quarterback decision.
This weekend, I was at Dick's Sporting Goods. Bragg.
Yeah.
They had two Patriot player jerseys on display.
Okay.
Just two.
Drake May home, Drake May away.
No, actually, that's a good answer. They also had Ramondre, but it was Drake May, like a ton of Drake May jerseys and Ramondre. Like, you couldn't find a Jacoby Brissett jersey with a map and a compass. Like, there's no chance.
No Gonzo.
They're not gonna sell those. No Gonzo. That'd be a good one, though.
That'd be a good one.
He's going to join us at 10:30. That'd be a good one, especially number zero. But no, it's all about Drake May, and it's just wait. So, to your point about, you know, the Kraft not stepping in and not doing it yet, they have 8 home games. How many home games do you think Drake May is going to start? I think minimum 7.
I hope it's
maybe
8. Yeah.
No, I hope it's 8.
I hope he's like. I really genuinely think week 2 is in play.
I do too. I think it could get out of hand this Sunday in Cincinnati, and then they're home against Seattle. And we've gone over this a bunch of times. It's a really tough schedule that the Patriots have this year. Seattle is one of their more winnable games they have on the entire docket.
Yeah.
It's many years since the Legion of Boom. So if you're going to have any kind of sort of soft opening for a rookie quarterback with a bad offensive line, it would probably be Seattle at home. And I don't think Robert and Jonathan Kraft want to sacrifice any of these home dates for Jacoby Brissett.
No.
It could get ugly. The crowd might not be full, and B, just booing, leaving early, like it's going to be a mess. Like, think about the Mac Jones. Think about how psycho a lot of the fans were, in a good way, wanting Mac Jones out for Bailey Zappi.
I mean, think of how strong
people wanted Zappi.
The feelings are still strong from Rob Ninkovich, among others, about Mac Jones.
Rob Ninkovich wants to choke Mac Jones, and I don't know why. I can't figure this out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was another big takeaway from a nice Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Ninkovich was angry.
Let me tell you. That is
Mac Jones.
That is an A-plus Mac Jones impersonation by Rob Ninkovich.
He does a good Mac Jones.
Maybe we could play it for you later. I know you guys had that the Greg Hill show, the crossover there. But maybe we could get to that because, wow, that's an A-plus impression. But
not people, a rivalry I was expecting.
People, in general, are mad about that and were mad about that. Ninkovich still mad about it. But, right, they were so emotional about that. And that was a guy who at one point they liked and believed in. Mm-hmm. It's not Brissett who I don't think they believe in. I don't think they might like him.
No.
Fans don't believe in him.
By all accounts, a great guy.
Sure.
Right. You always feel bad kind of piling on him because he is a great guy. But yeah, it is. It's all about Drake May watch. I mean, all the other rookies that are healthy, with the exception of Penix, are starting. And Penix has a clear, solid top 10, top 12 quarterback in front of him. So that is a very different situation than what you have here.
The other line from Jerod Mayo that jumped out is he said he doesn't want Jacoby Brissett to feel like Drake May is nipping at his heels.
I mean, he is.
I mean, he better be. I think he is.
Better in the it's a competition, but it's not. But like, it's job safe.
Yeah.
It came down to the last day. You're the last team to announce a starter, and yet it's not close.
No,
I would say it's the closest. I would say no other backup has as good a chance at taking over for the starter, just based on performance, than Drake May over Jacoby Brissett. That's how this whole thing has been. I mean, I would say the next one would be Fields over Wilson because that was the second to last team to announce their starter, right? You'd kind of go in order of like, who's the safest? Well, it's the opposite of when they were announced. Like, that's how I view it.
Yeah, so I just didn't like that from Mayo. Like, I don't want him to feel like he's nipping at his heels. Well, I think it's good in two different ways. Number one, that means Drake May is playing well. Mm-hmm. That means Drake May is developing if he's nipping at his heels. And number two, that keeps Brissett motivated. Like, I don't want...
It's actually great.
I don't want a comfortable Jacoby Brissett just like, whatever, job's mine. I got a long leash. Well, I mean, want that.
Even Tom Brady, who should have felt that way his whole career, he didn't, especially when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
And I can't imagine it was that close, but Tom Brady felt that it was. So in 2014, the guy had an unbelievable year because he was like, well, I got to make sure I stay ahead of this kid. So, how can competition be great? You know, you're like, you're preaching competition at all the positions, and then you're like, yeah, but like, he's good. Like, he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. So the extended comments from Mayo, which again continued today on WEEI, and, you know, it was probably 15-minute press conference yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel any more confident. You don't feel any better off about the decision. And I don't feel any more. That the team has a strong belief in what they're doing with Jacoby Brissett. I don't think he's got a long leash. And on top of that, you do see the lack of excitement, the lack of buzz leading into a week one. We're all going to watch. Everybody's going to watch this game.
There's only 17 of these. We're going to watch it all.
But you're going to wake up on Sunday and go, all right, I'll put the Pats on. It's not hype for Drake May. It's not excitement for this team. I even heard Mayo say this today, and it's not the first time he said it, Rich. What's a successful year for this team?
It's like, have fun.
Competitive every week. And that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing to sell.
No, it is. It's like, competitive and, you know, improve, which is true. Like, I believe him on that. Like, 3 months from now, hopefully we feel a lot better about all the young players. Not just Drake May. That's what we're going to be focused on the most. But they drafted two wide receivers. They drafted a couple of offensive linemen. They got second-year guys like Pop Douglas that you're looking to see if they can take a step forward. So there is obviously something there to like developing these guys and be in a better situation for 2025. But yeah, that's tough. And we say this a lot too. Like, it's year one of the Jerod Mayo, Elliott Wolf rebuild. But as a Patriot fan,
yeah, it doesn't feel like year one.
It's year five.
Yeah,
like we're waiting around. They haven't won a playoff game since 18, which I know it sounds like, you know, some fan bases would kill for that. It's not that long, but because they were such a wagon for 20 years, you don't have that kind of success for a while. You have the one playoff berth in 2021, but then you get waxed in the playoffs. And since then, you've been swapping out offensive coordinators every year. You have another quarterback plan now. So, yeah, Gerard Mayo and Elliott Wolf probably deserve a little bit of a longer leash. But as a fan, you're like, when is this team going to be good again?
Yeah, I feel that from the fan base where it's just like, okay, the year is starting, football's back, but I'm not real excited for the product that we're going to see here in a few weeks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.